This podcast is brought to you by the Legarten Institute. I'm Sianne Hansen, Executive Director, and we hope you enjoy this conversation.
Welcome to the Legarten Institute, and I'm just delighted to welcome Seema Malhotra, MP for Felton, and also Shadow Chief Secretary to the Treasury.
Thank you.
And I just had a few questions around Labour Party policy and some of your particular interests in those policy areas. But why don't we just start with, you mentioned in a previous conversation we were having here at the Institute, your ideas about what a responsible business looks like, you know, the role that business has to play in bringing forward a prosperous society. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit more about that.
I think that the future of the relationship between business and the state and how we think about business as a force for good is an important part of how we develop a long-term economic policy too. Economic policy has to be designed to deliver your social and political goals. And one of our biggest challenges now, I believe, is creating a shared prosperity. In the UK, we're still effectively coming out of a recession that was a global recession, but had quite a deep impact in terms of people's loss of confidence, but also the reduction in job opportunities. We've come out of that with a lower wage economy, however, and to say that we want an economy that's fit for the future, with access to jobs for the future, with those jobs being created here in Britain, we need a way that business works with the state to help deliver that. And my belief is that the best of an economic outcome where we're looking to make sure that we're both, Britain is playing its, pushing above its weight, in fact, on the world stage, that the jobs for the future are here and that people have access to that, has to be business also investing, has to be business saying we're working with the state and with government on what education needs to look like, that we're playing our part addressing some of the social problems as well. We've seen that in some ways through corporate social responsibility, but I think we need to move that on to what maybe is a more systematic way of many businesses and those in business participating for the social good as well as the economic good of Britain.
So that sounds a little bit like a reframing of some of the more traditional Labour policies that we would know. And tell us a little bit more about that reframing, how you see that taking place.
It is a slight reframing, but it's also simply recognising we can have the same politics of fairness, the same politics of economic opportunity, the same politics of Britain being a global player, wanting to play its part in the world, but recognising that it isn't the state that just has the answer on its own, that we have to think about what the context is. Our economic context is global change with economies on the rise and also struggling now currently, and the impact that's going to have on our economy. But how, if we're to say we're going to stay competitive, Britain is going to also be competitive in the global rankings, that our companies are going to be competitive, that we attract inward investment as much as we're building our businesses to be able to have the skills and the products to be able to export to. Our export gap is huge. So this country actually has a huge current account deficit too. That isn't right for our economy. But in doing that, we are also saying, if the state invests and works in partnership with business too, if business is investing, how do we make sure that's part of a common purpose and that we achieve that together? That means thinking about the state as a strategic state, not in the way in which we've had a debate about in politics about the size of the state. It's also about the function of the state. So we believe there's an alternative to a small state philosophy, which is where I believe a lot of the conversation in Britain has started to become again, but actually about a strategic state, which is efficient, which is highly skilled, and which is working in partnership with industry.
And if I can just press you a little bit on that, how do you think Labour, or maybe particularly you, are sitting now with maybe a new vision for capitalism? Or, you know, what do you think the role of the free markets is in what you're saying about the role of the state and private enterprise?
Well, I think in this, it's about saying, if you're having capitalism and the way we've seen capitalism work, the way we've seen the markets work, we know that actually there have been market failures too. And we know that they market failures also have social consequences. But we also know that that free markets are, you know, the way in which our economy can also be and be trading and being part of a global economy.
And just thinking about business, I know that you have a particular interest in women entrepreneurs and women's role in business and no doubt in public service as well. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I believe very passionately in equality and in access for everybody to both jobs and power in society. And we have seen the inequality of women manifest itself through the low percentages of women on boards, as well as not just private boards, but on public boards, the number of women in politics, but also where women are in other professions. And that manifests itself also in that continual problem of the gender pay gap. Now, we have moved on a lot as a nation. You know, it's been not yet 100 years since women got the vote properly and in equal terms to men. And that means that's within the memory of some of those who are still living today, they were born in times when women did not have the vote. So change takes quite a long time to filter through. But I think we're hungry for something to be much more radical about the position of women in society.
And just bringing in some of the work here at Legatum Institute, we believe very much in prosperity in its very widest definition, which is not just wealth, but well-being as well. And we look at many different things, but one of the most important things we feel is around connectivity in communities and societies and nations. And I personally feel that women have a long, you know, long tradition and also a future role to play in maybe regaining some of that connectivity in society and business. So thank you so much for your reflections and for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
To hear more podcasts from the Legatum Institute, please visit our iTunes channel or website at www.li.com.